Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
You could say they're a new band, but they're only new in name only. They're called All Mankind. They used to be called the Richard Beeston Band, and they're with us in the studio now.
Thanks for having us.
Richard, you've been doing the thing for a while now. Many people would know of the name Richard Beeston. What happened? You got bored with the name Richard Beeston Band? Or?
No, not really. It was, I did. Let's be honest about that. I started off my very first album 3.5 years ago as a solo artist, and I sat in my room on my own recording the songs. I got Dave in to help me, and I got Gav in to play bass, and together we became a band over a couple of years, and we sort of went from Richard Beeston solo project to the Richard Beeston Band, and now we've got four people. We've kind of got a new direction where we're heading, and we really needed a whole new name to sort of bring all of that together.
So what kind of new direction are you taking? How different is your sound going to be?
Well, the sound is I guess, a lot more designed for mainstream radio, for a mainstream audience, whereas previously we were a band that was more focused on the Christian circles, I guess.
And yet that's still your heart, isn't it? Your faith hasn't moved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my faith is still there. I guess the way that I'm expressing that has changed. Writing songs that anybody can listen to. I like to look at the world somewhat like a philosopher, I guess, without sort of giving myself too many raps. But, you know, I often just sit back and see things and observe. And having a faith means that the things that come through my eyes are interpreted through, I guess, a brain that has been influenced by my faith.
Mm. So this is all full-time for you guys now?
It's a full-time job in terms of the workload, but it's not a full-time work pay, if that makes sense. It's something we do because we love it, and we see ourselves having a long-term future in it, and so we're committed to it. As many hours as we can throw at it without going, you know, right below the poverty line.
That's right. The artists who suffer for their art.
Absolutely.
A producer can really make or break an album, and I believe you've actually worked with two ARIA award-winning producers on this new album, Puzzles, David Nicholas and Peter Mays. They really can make or break a record, can't they?
Yeah, it's made an enormous difference because we've done two albums on our own, and we were sort of self-produced, and there was things just a couple of weeks after you've, you know, put the record down and you listen to it, go, gee, what were we thinking there? You know, that was a bad idea, or that song's really going on far too long. If we had someone outside of the project who had experience to come and kind of tell us what to do, it would have worked out a lot better. So this guy, David Nicholas, who's done, you know, Sting, Elton John, Delta Goodrum, he's done all these big bestsellers, number one artists, and we got him to come in. And then we needed someone to add some extra flavor to it, and got Peter Mays, who's from Pinyao, which is a current kind of chart success band.
Electronica, dancey kind of
band.
Yeah,
that's right. And it wouldn't be a natural fit normally for a pop rock kind of outfit, but he has a mind for sounds and for ideas that we didn't have. And he would sit there on the studio floor with about, you know, 10, 15 effects processors in front of him, just twiddling the knobs, you know, and he's in his own little world. They're just making up noises and sounds. And in one of the tracks, there's just kind of like weird sound, which kind of noise. And he's just done that live as we go through. And it's the sort of thing you just wouldn't get if we were going to do it on our own. And it's just sort of produced some sort of magic.
When I went through high school and just afterwards, I actually wanted to be a sound engineer for a period of time. And I wanted to, you know, twiddle the buttons and everything like that. Do you actually enjoy the recording and the producing process? Do you actually enjoy the creative aspect of it?
Yeah, I think it's great. It's a long day. So most days we would start at 10 and work until 10 at night was a normal day, and sometimes go on till 2 in the morning. We all loved it. Really getting in and working hard and seeing the finished product as well is great, that we can now have our album, you know, ready to release, and that we're all really happy and excited about it is great to have. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to hear a song from the new album. It's called Be Still. Interesting lyric line: all the phones and computers, but no one knows who you are. Where are you going with that one?
When I look at our world, I think it's becoming more segregated in terms of people just sitting on their own. You know, I've been to a party where you've got a table full of people and half of them are on the phone SMSing somebody else. I've got 280 friends on Facebook. I've never really met half of them. I don't even, you know. So there's almost this false kind of sense of community that we've got, but all it is in the end is a bunch of people sitting around their computers and on their phones and not really interacting with each other, kind of, I guess, in the way that people would have done in the past. And so I don't know whether this mass communication is giving us really the relationships that we are looking for. And the song is, I guess, about taking the time to be still, sit back, and just kind of instead of getting caught up with all the technology of the world, and just sort of taking the time to chill out for a bit. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The band is All Mankind. The song is Be Still, and this is Open House. Take it away. Wonderful, guys. That is Richard Beeston and his band All Mankind. The new album Puzzles is out May 9. Is that
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay. And allmankind.net is the website address. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Great to have you in.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.